I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny.
Destiny.
Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. This is Monday. It's Monday the 21st of May 2012. It's our usual time and we bring you 55 minutes of solversations and conversations and lots of energy by the feel of it already. Hi Jen, how are you?
Hi Barbara, I am fine. It is a lovely rainy day here in Oregon. We didn't get to see the solar eclipse last night because it was raining again. But then that's typical Oregon, but it's just beautifully comfortable temperature. So.
Well, I'm sorry, but I had a really nice sunny day here today. So I'm sending the sunshine your way now because the sunset's coming here and now the clouds can go away in Oregon and you'll have some sunshine.
All righty. Well, if I have sunshine, that means I have to go out and weed whack.
Okay. Okay, well, good choice then, really.
Yes, today I'm still in Portland, and I'm going to go back to Elmira, which is outside of Eugene. I'm going to go back after our show today, and then I will be back in my own brain and my own home and got everything straightened out here, and yeah, ready to go.
What do you mean by back in your own brain?
Well, it's been, you know, when you go away from home, no matter how far, how long you stay, there's still that sense of vacation brain that goes on. I was helping my friend get her computer issues dealt with and taking care of that. So I kind of neglected my own stuff because computer stuff always takes longer than you think it's going to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still sitting in Germany, northern Germany to be precise. It's now just after 9 p.m. and we've got the swallows flying high here. Nice sky for a beautiful sunset. I posted a sunset the other day on Facebook from my personal sanctuary, which elegantly leads into today's guest. We have Jim and Sue Greywolf Petruzzi on the show today with us, and we'll bring them in a little while. And, they are all about sanctuaries, and they've been traveling the UK, and I was fortunate to meet them over there for some magical time. And, this is the first time that I'm actually talking to them, like, after I left them there in the UK, or they left me. So it's going to be fun, and it's been another amazing week with so much going on, really, and lots of emotion in me. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's coming up into my voice, I think, already. Because today we've had a soul sister who we got news that a dear soul sister of ours has transitioned and she's now soul only, so to speak. And this woman has done an amazing job in her physical life. She became 33 years old and she is the fourth Southern Asian Canadian woman to ever climb Mount Everest, and she made it to the summit on Saturday, and then on Sunday when she started the descent, she transitioned. So now her soul had a very nice spot to start the new journey, I would say, and she's with us. She's with me personally all day, and I wish her well on her journeys and all my love to the family and the friends.
Well, I want to interject here, Barbara, because I drew two cards, one for Shreya and one for our topic of the day. So I'd like to talk about the card for Shreya, which just is amazing to me. The card is called All Souls Day. Mm. and it shows a child with a star over its head. I'm going to scan it and post it to our group page. But it shows a young child with a star over its head and a woman in a blue robe, leaning over the child and holding its hands and helping it to learn how to walk. So it's that soul, well, actually it's an angel. I see now that there are angel wings there. So each of us has an angel, at least one, watching over us and helping us in the steps that we take along our way. And some of us actually are angels in human form, and as we transition, then we are also angels. Shelley is one of the women of I Believe Global, and Shelley had talked about Shriya being her guardian angel. And that, in fact, is true. There was a message from Shriya that she is, in fact, Shelley's guardian angel. She actually is the guardian angel for several people, and Shelley is one of those. So All Souls Day, it's a beautiful, beautiful card. And I hope anybody who's listening who felt this about Shriya is knowing that she is in absolutely glorious, joyful, soulful place.
I love that card. Thank you, Jen, because it makes a lot of sense. I went to Shriya's profile. Her name is Shriya Shah Chlorfine, by the way, and checked her profile to see what can I say, what has she got on her about page. And I don't really know what it means, but she says she's proud to be a true blue. And there you are saying there is this blue robe in your card.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The whole thing with the child standing there, because one of the reasons she climbed Mount Everest was to encourage the youth.
Right.
And for raising money for the Sick Kids Foundation. So that's so perfect. She definitely guided your hand there.
Yes.
And I'm full of emotion, and I might be crying later on in the show, which is fine also, because I'm all about releasing. So what's the second card that you drew for today's show?
Well, the second card, what is our topic for today? I thought I had it in my mind when I was looking at the card, and now I've forgotten it. but the card is the big moon. Wait a minute. Jim, are you on? What's our topic for today?
Okay, here I come. I had to take the mute off.
Yeah.
The new migration, 2012 and forward.
There we go. New migration. That's what I was thinking when I went for this card. And the interesting thing is this card is called the Big Moon. And we just had that amazing solar eclipse, but this is the Big Moon. It shows a young woman, a lot of women in these cards, but then Sulamit Wolfing was a woman, so that makes sense. This young woman is lying, it's night, obviously, in a field, and there are flowers growing around her. Wow, I just noticed that. In the bottom corner, it looks like, I have my other glasses here. It looks like there is, oh yeah, a little mouse. A mouse with a crown and the pan pipes. So he's apparently helping her to dream. And then there's this enormous moon, absolutely huge moon, that is shining down on her and leading her into her dreams of migrating from one place to another. So that's my card. What's yours?
Wow. I was looking at this deck of cards. They're called the Anima cards. And I don't know if there's actually a current website existing for this. And the card that I drew has a tree. It's a simple drawing of a tree on it with three birds in the tree. And it's a white card with light blue drawing on it, and it says on the back, the tree of life.
Mm.
Do you sense what happens when the birds carry on the seed? That's the card, and it's just, yeah.
Say it again. What does it say?
Do you sense what happens when the birds carry on the seed?
I don't get it.
Have you got an idea of what happens when the birds are starting to carry the seeds around?
Oh,
like
okay.
They spread the seeds.
Right.
It so fits in with the migration. It so fits in with sanctuaries
right.
of the Earth Mother. It so fits in with a new soul seed has joined the what Jim calls the Blue Road. It just all makes perfect sense. So, yeah. Yeah, blown away already. We're only 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah, right. And Jim, you drew a card too, didn't you?
Funny, I wasn't going to, but as you were speaking, I did draw a card. And I pulled from Jamie Sam's deck. And I pulled Counting Coup. And here's the little poem she puts below it. To know that I have honored my words with my deeds. Sweet victory is shared by all in filling others' needs. Humankind rejoices the prize of Counting Coup. Harmony and balance. A peaceful world anew.
That's very nice. Did Sue draw a card too?
She's just about to do it.
Okay.
So we'll have the four directions. What the heck?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I drew the card Smoke Signals.
Oh.
And this is the poem underneath. Sacred language of the sky, please speak to me. You who live where eagles flies, spirit I can see in the form of cloud people coming from the fire. Sacred smoke, you call me to be my desires. Let me travel skyward with a heart so true that may fly like eagle and be close to you.
Wow, God bumps all over the place.
Wow.
Me too. Hello, Jim. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Santa Fe.
I'm also great. We did have the eclipse right over us last night. I guess we were right at the tail end, right at the culmination of it. And it was really interesting because we could see it with our eyes, but our cameras were unable to photograph it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of strange.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't think so.
So you've arrived, all parts of you have arrived back home in Santa Fe, like the jet lag is past and all set for your next leg of your tour.
I think so, yeah. Most of our body parts have now arrived. There's two or three that are coming via UPS that are a little slow.
So do us a favor, and Barbara, are we ready to bring them in formally, or are we just going to, what are we going to do?
Well, we just continue. Let's bring them in formally.
Okay, all right. I wanted to ask, because we won't get a chance to do this later, Barbara, real quick, would you tell us, do your ad, give us a little information about you and how to contact you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I keep forgetting about this. Yeah, I'm Barbara, and I'm starting over again, and I have many new beginnings. I had them over the past few weeks. One of them, a major new beginning, happened when I was actually with Sue and Jim at Stonehenge because it was my birthday, and it felt like I closed another cycle. And whatever is going to come is still a little muddled in my mind, which is fine because I know it's for my soul and for my heart. And one of the results of this next new beginnings is that I'm working on my website once again, and the website is barbarapatterson.info. And the latest page that I've created myself, I must say I'm a little proud because I did it without any help, just me, myself, and I, is Rainbow Talk. And on that page, whoever is interested can find everything that I've recorded so far. All the shows, there's a link to all our Purpose Talk radio archives. There's a link to GHE Radio where I've done a lot of interviews with Jim and Sue, actually. And a few of the clips that I have on YouTube so far, and a few SoundCloud audios also. And this website is going to be a work in progress, obviously. Over the next few weeks, I'll be doing some more work on it. And I'm available on Facebook. I'm available through my personal profile. That's Barbara Patterson 2011. And the core work that I do is actually personal coaching and supporting people to rediscover their soul and to connect with their intuition and their inner wisdom.
Awesome. I love that Rainbow Talk. That's really lovely.
Thank you. So tell us all about you.
Okay, this is Jan. And I have, as a lot of you know, I have finally brought the soul body blueprint to life, birthed it, as if you will. It was something that was given to me many years ago, 1977 to be exact, when I was doing massage therapy. And I went away knowing that soul usually, spirit usually picks several people to give this gift, to give a gift to, in case one drops the ball, somebody else will pick it up. In this case, it never happened. So here I am 30 plus years later, finally getting a kick in the pants by spirit saying, it's time to bring this to life. So I'm doing it. I'm teaching a course. My next course is going to be in the Boston area. There's going to be two of them, a five-day intensive, and then also a weekend warrior group that's 2.5 weekend days. This is a 38-hour certified practitioner course where you can become, or anybody who wants to, can become certified. It's a method of reading the body. And these are messages that soul, our own soul, has imprinted within our body to give us, it's an instruction manual. It's a roadmap, a blueprint to guide us to what our purpose is for coming here this time. And also to show us the body attitude, which are the ways that we have chosen to achieve our goal, our purpose in life. And it is absolutely stunning and amazing. It's not hard, really, but there is so much depth to it. You know, I can teach a one-hour class, and it gives everybody a real quick tip-of-the-iceberg type thing, but it's just like an iceberg. There is so much underneath it to be able to learn and to help others, particularly children. So we go back to children again, but particularly to work with children so that to get them so that they are fully integrated by the time they become teenagers and already on their path of discovering their purpose and working towards their purpose, instead of wasting all that time like we've all had to do and wait till we're 20 or 30 or 50 or 60 to figure out what our purpose is, or even some of the lessons that we came here to learn. So that's a long way of saying it. The website is soulbodyblueprint.com. That's soul, as in your soul, body, as in your body, and a blueprint.com. And otherwise, you can find me on janrevel.com. That's Jan, R-E-V as in Victor, E-L-L.com. So there you go. That's all about me. Oh, I'm on Facebook, too. But
and we have a Facebook page. Well, a few, actually, at the moment. And we have a Facebook group page that we've just created for conversations for before, during, and after our radio shows. And that group is called Purpose Talk Conversations, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, sorry. So facebook.com/Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And now we formally introduce, with a few drumsticks, Jim and Sue Grey Wolf Petruzzi. Woohoo!
Hey, thank you.
So how about if you both tell us just a little bit about you yourselves before we launch into the migration?
You know, we can. I was thinking, though, if we start with Sue doing a little quick drumming and a song, would bring
oh,
us
Oh, that would be lovely.
Does that work?
Oh, yes.
And the song I'm going to do is the grandmother's song. So I will just start.
Okay.
I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother call. She says, wake up, wake up, children, wake up, wake up, listen, listen. May the rivers all run wild, may the mountains go unspoiled, may the air be clean, may the trees grow tall, may there be love for every mother and child, may there be love for every woman and man, may there be love for every being in the wild. I hear the voice voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother call. She said, give birth, give life, mothers, give birth, give life. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run wild. May the mountains go unspoiled. May the air be clean. May the trees grow tall. May there be love for every mother and child. May there be love for every woman and man. May there be love for every being in the wild. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother call. She says, stand in your power, people, stand in your power. Listen, listen. May the rivers all run wild. May the mountains grow unspoiled. May the air be clean. May the trees grow tall. May there be love for every mother and child. May there be love for every woman and man. May there be love for every being in the wild. I hear the voice of my grandmother calling me. I hear the voice of my grandmother call. Listen, 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 listen.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. My apologies for the sneeze or cough in the middle of that. My computer, oh, good, it's a clap, right. My computer unmuted itself and was like, oops. So,
the way they work these days.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. Thank you, Sue.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good way to start, even before we told you a little bit about ourselves, especially in over the last 24, 48 hours, which have been rather intense for a lot of people around the globe. A little bit about us. We've been together now about 3 years. Yeah, about 3 years. Before that, we've both been through numerous things. We've documented those elsewhere, so anyone who's interested can find out more. But what our primary work is around Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, which comes from a vision I had many years ago on my first vision quest. And much like you were saying, Jan, it sat dormant for a long, long time. And it did not come to the forefront. I actually had forgotten the vision. Until I finally began to write my first book, which was also sitting dormant. And then suddenly there it was, and Great Spirit gave me a kick in the rump as well and said, okay, now's the time. You got to stand up and do this. And so we have been traveling around, connecting groups, being part of this new migration that has been shown to me lately as I do my work.
So what does that mean, the new migration? That mean we're all going to start. I mean, I've been telling people lately that my next home is a storage unit. So that this migration idea fits in perfectly. But what does it actually mean?
I think it means a lot of things, really. And it's been becoming clearer to me as I walked the walk that Spirit told me I was to do. You know, in the old ways, in the old days, there were physical migrations of whole peoples, whole cultures, whole communities, who migrated around from upper North America to bottom South America, from South America to Eastern America, all over Europe, all across the straits between Alaska and Europe. And these things told us happened when there were ice ages and other physical phenomenon. Indigenous people tell us that these migrations occurred each time we entered a new earth, which we are, by the teachings of many people, entering right now. So it is time for another new migration. However, this time, it's less physical. It's not a matter of whole groups of people moving across the continent or on another continent. It's more internal. Now, there may be some external pieces to that. Like you said, we may also migrate to a storage unit next with the way. And you know what? I would welcome that. I'm fine with that. And Sue and I last year traveled all around Turtle Island, the States, connecting with the Earth Mother and connecting with circles we were invited into. And then recently we were called to go to Great Britain, where we did meet with Barbara, as you heard, and a lot of other incredible people. And we conducted circles and we were part of circles. We had an amazing time in Stonehenge. Maybe we'll go to that in a while. And now in just a few days, we're going to head to the East Coast and begin the next part of this. And for us, this is about connecting the dots, connecting the teachings, sharing what it is we've learned. I've walked a lot of different indigenous teaching ways over the years. That's what Spirit gave me so that I'd be ready at this time. And there's a lot of people, Lakota people, Mayan people, a lot of other people, African peoples, who talk about this being the time that we need to share our teachings, share our ceremonies, share our ways and our customs, to be totally transparent and open as we do this. And this has not necessarily been the way of humankind. But I know that was part of my job. I was told that by my teachers. I tried to avoid it for a number of years. And now, Sue and I together are just stepping into it. Because one of the main teachings now as we head into this earth is that men and women have to step up in harmony, in equality, and do these works together and release whatever angers or frustrations we had in the past. So we're out there actually doing some of that in our own way. And I am sharing the teachings. In Stonehenge, we have recorded what we did in Stonehenge, the drumming that Sue led and we all partook of, and the opening my sacred pipe, my chinupa, and the prayers that I sent up. In some of the old ways of peoples, this would be frowned on. They didn't share these things, and some still feel that way. For me, I am to share these ways. And the card that Sue pulled, the smoke signal, what we're doing right now today on this radio show, this is the new smoke signals. This is how we connect around the world. Maybe this won't be here later. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen as we move ahead. But for now, we need to take advantage of these things, of these radio programs, of creating videos so we can share these customs, of talking to each other across the global expanse, in electronic, while we develop the old interpersonal ways of doing this. And I think that's what this whole new migration is to me. It's getting out of our fear, and I see so much fear around me, and people reaching out to me, asking about it. First, you have to step out of your fear and do something. You have to step forward. Spirit's not going to do it for you. There's no silver bullets in this. But once you begin to do that, you can begin your healing. Sometimes that's painful. It was for me. It is for a lot of us. And once we start getting through that, we get into that joy of evolving into this next world. And the book offering that I got from Jamie Sams, I think that's exactly what it's talking about. The joy of doing this together. It's all about circles. So that's a really long-winded piece, but that's what's coming to me around this new migration.
And now you've said another nice keyword, book. I believe there's something that you've put into a book or two, right?
Yeah, I have. For many, many years, I tried to write a book about my walk and all the people I've worked with, Native Americans, Mayan people, Australian Aborigines, African people. and I really wasn't able to. It was only about a year and a half ago I suddenly sat down and knew Spirit would not let me write that book. And I did write the first book. It's been in print, I guess, for about 6 or 7 months. And I was rapidly told to write a second one, which is just coming out now.
And I believe you have a special offer today for our listeners. And it includes both books.
It does. What came to some of us with Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother the other day was that for those who are already part of these circles, and that means the Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother circles, there's several of those. Some are on Facebook, and your radio listeners, and any of the other radio listeners that we've been talking to, doing our other little tapings we've done over the past few months, we're going to offer both books for $25 U.S., plus some shipping, and that would be $5 U.S. or $10 international. Normally, the books are $20 each. But we decided we wanted to give those in our immediate family, if you will, the chance to get the books and understand some of the teachings and just play with the books a little before the new one hits Amazon and those other sites.
That's awesome. You know, and I love what you said about sharing the teachings and that some people, it doesn't matter what their background is, what their philosophy is, there are people who are against sharing with others. And it seems that this is a time when it's almost like, well, this is proprietary information. So no, we can't give it to you no matter what. We can't give it to you. But this is a time of us, as you said, coming together completely so that there's men and women. There are people from every different philosophy that you can possibly think of who need to be sharing. I mean, I know in my own growth that I take something from this teaching, something from that teaching, and have created, obviously, my own spiritual philosophy. But it's when you share the teachings, no matter what they are, you're going to find people who really needed that, and they needed you to share it. And to hold it back is robbing people of their own growth.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. This is the time of sharing of the four colors. And that means the four different colors of the human race, white, black, red, and yellow, are to come together and share all these things that some of us have been holding. The red nations have held a lot of teachings. The yellow nations have held a lot of teachings, and on and on. It's time to mix the colors up.
Right. And get a beautiful painting instead of, I think some people are afraid of diluting the message. So they can't share it because it would dilute it. Because if you teach me and I am going to pass it on, unless I know exactly what your specific teachings are, then what I pass on is not going to be true to the original form. And I think there's some fear that diluting is exactly where there's a problem. Whereas to me, it's creating something brand new that is more global, universal, that takes in the whole universe instead of just parts and pieces.
I think that's probably part of it. I know my teachers, when that issue came up, especially my Lakota teachers, and the Lakota people preserved a lot of traditions and ceremonies that other native tribes lost when they were being persecuted. But my teachers all said, well, if that's the case, then how is it that we have handed down these teachings for so many generations and yet no one's ever written them down? So there is a way. It's the receptivity and the seriousness of those who are receiving the teachings, I think.
Right. Barbara, you were going to jump in.
Yeah, I would like to quote from Jim's first book, which really sat with me because it is about the vision of the sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. And the quote that I would like to use goes like this. All who come in a good way are welcomed here. Gather here to learn and teach and share our ways. Enter with heart open and ego left behind. No chiefs, only circles here. If this offends you, the ancestors will ask you to leave. The Earth Mother. That is so, so beautiful. And
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love that. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Did I write that? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody wrote
it
through
you. In your first
book. Yeah, I think...
It's in your first book.
I think the Earth Mother sent that one through me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's often the case, isn't
yep.
it? Yeah. So what do you want to share with us again or more about the migration and the new freedom?
I guess the one thing for people to sit with is that part of it that I touched on a minute ago, it's not easy to step into the road of the new migration necessarily. And truthfully, not everyone will do it. That's okay. Some will opt to migrate in a different way. Some will migrate onto the Blue Road. And we've been seeing more and more of that. Others seem to be very, very stuck in their fear, mm-hmm. Fear of losing control. And that can really stop you from moving forward. I would suggest take that first small step, whatever it is, away from fear and towards people who are taking this migration. Because it does need to be done together. Sue and I travel around. The most powerful times we spend are two of them. One, when we're with the circle, and the second one, when we're in a special place in nature, just connecting with the Earth Mother.
So what kind of teachings do you offer? Can you share a little bit of that with us?
We have a caller. Sorry to interrupt, but we have a caller here. We've got Monica on line one. Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hello.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I want to know, am I in the right path as far as my career goes?
Was that the right path for the career goal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What path are you in right now, Monica?
Excuse me, your phone's breaking in and out.
What is it you're doing right now?
Well, I'm actually going, I'm in nail tape.
Okay. And what is your goal?
To be successful in it.
What about happiness?
Yeah, and be happy with what I'm doing.
And are you happy with what you're doing?
I am. So
that's
far.
Good. Big
you
smile.
Know, Monica, if you whatever you're doing, if you can bring, if you are joyful in what you are doing, and you love what you are doing, then you are absolutely in the right path for as long as you love it. And you are happy. And when you start becoming unhappy or dissatisfied with what you're doing, then it's time to look at the reasons for that. And it may be, it's like a marriage, for instance, or a relationship where somebody does the toothpaste out of the wrong end of the tube, as far as you're concerned. And as long as you're in love and loving it, that doesn't bother you. But when you start getting dissatisfied for some reason, then that becomes an issue. So when you start becoming dissatisfied, then it's time to look at where the rest of your life is going and if the rest of your life has some dissatisfaction in it. So is the dissatisfaction then with your job or with some other area of your life?
Okay.
But as long as you feel joyful, as long as you feel happy, as long as you are loving what you are doing, then you are absolutely in the right place. Because then you're not only giving yourself that gift of joy and love, but you're passing it on to others because they can feel it coming from you.
Okay.
That's the sharing again.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So I would ask you, to look at the people around you that you're working with and the people in your life and see how can you share the joy and the happiness and the love that you feel in what you're doing. Take that and give it as a gift, whether it's a smile, whether it's a hug, whether it's a gift of some sort, it doesn't matter. Give them the gift of the love and the joy that you're feeling, because the more you give it away, the more room you have for more of the same, for more love and more joy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Does it answer your question?
Yes, it does. It really does. Okay.
Okay.
So thank you.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Monica.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I think what your caller, Monica, had there, that's exactly the kind of questions that are coming into people's minds now. And that is all part of this new migration. It's what am I now? Where do I need to be in order to be part of this moving into the new world?
And I also want to share that really when you are stuck and in a place that you're very unhappy and you're not quite sure where you're going, you don't really need to know where you're going. Mm. You really just need to just change your lifestyle, change something. And that was something that I had done myself back three years ago. My life wasn't working, and I knew there was more of me that needed to be out there, and I came west, and my life has just blossomed, and it just continues to do so. It's just really allowing yourself to let go. It is scary. It is hard and difficult. It may take you a little while, and it may not. But once you make your mind up and change the direction that you're, the place that you're in, and go to a new direction, things will just start moving quickly. They'll move smoothly, and life just happens. Things open up for you.
You're right. Let's talk about, let's each of us perhaps give, or Sue and Jim in any case, give one thing that you could do. If somebody is finding that they're stuck in their life, and they need to make some sort of change, what would be something that they could do to start them on their path?
Well, one thing which sounds very small but is very huge is you can start by taking a look in the mirror. And that sounds like a very simple thing. It's not. Truly look into the mirror, and by that I mean you're looking into the mirror, you're looking into your own soul. And try to get some sense, at least, of what parts you want to change, and then just take a small baby step in that direction. It might be simply reaching out to a friend and admitting, hey, I'm confused, I'm scared, I need to change, and just talking with them.
Good. Sue, what's your suggestion? Barbara, what's your suggestion? One of you jump in.
My suggestion is really start connecting yourself with people who share similar likes and dislikes for your change. If you have an idea of where you want to go, just go to the bookstore. More often than not, a book will fall off the shelf and jump out at you, and there'll be something there for you to learn. And it's just, it takes time. And it's nothing that can happen overnight, and it really shouldn't. It takes thought, it takes ambition, and just really, really stepping up and wanting to be something other than who you've always been.
All right. Barbara, what's your suggestion?
I love the going to the bookstore, and I suggest that often enough, because I have made really good experiences with it by going into a bookstore and leave the mind outside the door and just choose a book by intuition. Let your intuition lead you to any bookshelf, and don't judge. Whatever book
your soul or your intuition chooses is going to be the right book for you, talking about books here today. And the other thing is that I can personally say, at the moment, I'm talking to you, and at the same time, you're all with me watching this beautiful sunset outside my window. And that's another thing. Like, just go out there and sit down and look at nature. Just look. Catch a sunset, or just look up into the clouds. We were talking about cloud people quite a lot. Like, they have been mentioned today. I think it was in one of the cards from either Sue or Jim. And I've watched another sunset the other day and captured a few cloud people on the water, the reflections on the water, and it looked like a tea party. And it's just, you know, be there. Just be there and enjoy. And whatever comes out of it, it doesn't have to be a result, really. But your perception changes, your focus changes, everything can change in an instant.
Right. So to notice even small things, the color of a flower, the people, sky people. And one of the things I like doing is I will ask a question of some sort, you know, something that's mulling around in my mind. And then if I hear music on the radio, or I overhear a conversation, or I go to the grocery store and my favorite is finding the answer on the back of somebody's T-shirt, but to just be open to whatever that answer is going to be and however you find it. So, you know, if it's the next song that comes on the radio, or you're eavesdropping, whether you mean to or not, and you hear a certain phrase that gives you the answer to your question, but simply being open to that. And I think that really fits in beautifully with the whole migration, because you have to be open to change, to migrate, right?
You absolutely have to be open to it. And that's the first step, even before trying to overcome any fear you might have. As you're talking, I'm sitting here thinking that the thought for this topic today just came to me suddenly a few days ago when you asked the question. And I wondered why. And I'm realizing now, as we're speaking, on March 20th, we had spring equinox. And a lot of us drummed and did ceremony. And on April 20th, a group of eight of us were inside Stonehenge and playing the drum and doing ceremony, as I said, and I got huge teachings from spirit there. And yesterday, which was May 20th, we had the eclipse. Again, we were drumming, doing ceremonies, burning sage. To me, that says this whole migration topic is really timely, because here we are the next day, and I'm realizing the three dots all connected on the 20th. Mm-hmm. Some of us who didn't know each other a matter of months ago, like Barbara and Sue and I, ending up standing in the center of Stonehenge doing ceremony. All these things are happening now, but you have to have trust. You have to want to change. You have to want to be part of this shift that's happening right now. And if you want that, then I guarantee you it'll begin to happen.
You're right. So, Jim, can you give us some sort of a connection of how to order your books? Is there a special link for buying the books that people can go to?
Yeah, I think the easiest way to do it is to visit our Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother site, which is www.sotem.org. And if you go to the Sanctuaries page in there, you'll see a PayPal that says donate. And just use that one and use the PayPal. Or you can, of course, either email Sue or I, and we can do it that way. You'd have to send a check that way, I guess. But we're all over Facebook, so is Sanctuaries. And then I think the best thing is the website. We hadn't really planned for this. It just kind of appeared, and we all decided this is something we needed to do for the quote-unquote family. So we're making it up as we go along.
Okay.
So there is no set link. There is no sotem.org/books Jim Graywolf or something. It's people go to the website sotem.org and go to the Sanctuaries page, and there is a PayPal donation button there. And they then go through the process of pressing that button, putting in a donation of $25, and into the note, there should be a note section. Then they can say that the donation of $25 is for Jim's books. Correct?
Well, actually, if they're if it doesn't spell out shipping or whatever, then they'd have to put plus $5 shipping U.S. or $10 international.
Right. Okay.
And then we'll take it from there, and it may be several weeks before I actually get to sign them, and we ship them only because we're back on the road. But it'll all be in process, and they'll get there.
Okay. And this offer is valid until May 31st, correct?
Yeah. Thank you. That's right. Yep.
Jim, after the show, would you go on to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page and put that in there? Let people know.
Yep, I will try to do that, and I'll have you guys guide me through if I get lost.
Okay, all right.
Sure, no problem.
We can do that, yeah.
I'm a writer, not a techie.
Okay, all right.
Okay, we've got 4 minutes left on the show. What do we do?
Well, let's see. Do you have, Jim, Sue, do you have some last words of wisdom, advice, question, thought-provoking, something that you'd like to say? And can you do it in 1 or 2 minutes?
Boy, that's boy, I'll go first because that's really hard for me. now, I think the only advice I really would give is the choice is each and every person's. You can hang back. You can opt not to change and stay in fear. That's perfectly everyone's right. You can step onto the blue road if you've had enough. Or you can begin to walk forward. And together we will move into this next reality in a joint migration, which will mostly be in our souls, but will also be amongst the people and the connections and sharing.
And you also need to stay out of your head and go into your heart and not worry about this, that, or the other, or what about this, or what about, you know, family, what about whatever. If you know you need to change, and you know something's pulling you in that direction, just really quiet yourself, go into your heart, and just let things evolve, and they will.
That's great. Thank you. Well, we have two affirmations for today, and I'm going to, Sue, do you want to read yours, or do you want me to read it?
I'll read it.
Good. Go for it.
Just for today, I allow myself to bring to the surface the talents I have deep within me. I will let my true self shine.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you. And Barbara, you have one.
Yes, it was with me all day, and it's really short, and it's not really in the form of just for today, but we can add that also. So it's just for today, live love and love life. And I'd like to add something else that came to me while I was connecting with Shreya earlier, and what came through was, if you need me, just call me, which is beautiful because we all have our guardian angels, and if we need anybody, just call. Whoever is it we believe in? Is it our family, our soul family? Is it something in the spirit, somebody in the spirit realm? Just call, and they'll be there.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
The red road and the blue road have never been as close in human existence as they are now.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice ending.
It is. And we want to remember, everybody, go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook and join up and get involved in the conversations there. We're very excited to have that group and to be able to have these conversations go on and on. So they'll be there all week. And remember that our song is by True Trinity. That's Cindy Freeman and, let me see, Jillian Clark
and Rachel Vasquez.
Right, right. And
they'll be with us in June. They will be with us in June. Yeah,
yes, they will. They will. They'll be with us in June. And next week we have Luana Morgan talking with us about her radio show. And it has been an absolute honor to have you with us today, Jim and Sue. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. This has been an experience for me. Very, very awesome. Thank you.
It's always a joy to be on here.
Right.
It's a joy to have you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And for now, we offer you all soul blessings, and we look forward to seeing you not only next week, but on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. So goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.